described in verses 30 to 36 of Daniel 11 will take place when Daniel 11 comes to a conclusion. Her quote there cannot be aligned with Uriah Smith's interpretation of verses 36 to 45. It simply can't. Now, I know that when we're going to look at some of these other ideas about Uriah Smith, that there's other ways people approach this that evidently allow them individually to say, well, I'm not going to consider anything but Daniel and Revelation, because how I understand the endorsement that Sister White put on the book of Daniel and Revelation, it means that he just wasn't wrong. And brothers and sisters, from my perspective, that is simply a human technique to allow oneself not to study prophecy. And what I mean by that is this. And what I'm going to state here is a conviction I've came to for a long time, and I can't shake it that it's a valid understanding. I think it is important to understand this. If this has a bearing on where Adventism is in a lot of ways. It'll sound simple, and maybe it won't seem important, but the more I look at what's going on around us prophetically, both in the fulfillment of prophecy and how Seventh-day Adventists address prophecy, this is a very important understanding. What I'm going to share here, and follow me on this, please. The things that we understand as Adventists as truths from God's Word are doctrines. And the doctrines that we understand are essential, important. They are the reason that we can stand so firm as God's people here at the end of the world. We have a grasp of Bible truth like no one else has ever had. And those Bible truths started to be put in place immediately after the Great Disappointment in 1844, and we came to clarify the things we understood in a very sound way, and they're accurate, and I believe that fully. But one of the things that I believed happened, and I'm certain this happened when I look around me, is that we came to take Bible prophecy and make it a doctrine like all the other doctrines, like the state of the dead, like the Sabbath, like the sanctuary, like the second coming of Christ. And brothers and sisters, Bible